Welcome to the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your podcast host and part of the e-learning team here at eMoney Advisor. Today, I'm welcoming on eMoney's Supervisor of Client Support, Emmett Devlin. Emmett's been a part of the eMoney family for over 5 years, and today he's sharing everything you can expect when calling client support. That's everything from the most frequently asked questions that they get from advisors to what to have prepared before you call in. So here's my conversation with Emmett. Hey, Emmett, thanks so much for joining the Knowledge Base podcast today. Can you start by telling our listeners who you are and what you do here at eMoney?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Kate. So my name is Emmett Devlin. I am a client support supervisor here at eMoney Advisor. I manage a team of 12 tier one frontline call center support representatives. The folks that call in to customer support, I manage those folks that you talk to on the phones.
That's awesome. Well, I know from talking to many advisors that they have had great experiences talking to people when they do call in. So I'm excited to share more about that entire process with our users today. At eMoney, we offer our advisors so many different types of training resources, including access to our success coaches, different training webinars. When do you feel it's most appropriate for a user to decide that contacting client support is the best way to answer their questions, since they do have so many resources available to them?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there's no real short answer, but you know, once you've sort of graduated from the coaching side of things, if you do have the ability to go through that process when you get onboarded and stuff, then it would be appropriate to give us a call. But it's probably easiest if I answer like what the three pieces that you sort of touched on offer, and then maybe talk about it from that perspective. So, you know, we do have that live training and webinars like you referred to. Those ones are more of quick overview type guides that exist, as well as some sort of focused trainings that our training department offers, which are really great resources if you're trying to learn something new, things of that nature on the platform. We obviously then, like you said, have the coaching side of client support, and they are really focused on just teaching you how to use the platform itself, from things as basic as data entry to client website setups to plan building and presentation generation and everything in between. And then there's us, client support. So, you know, we're really focused on data entry, troubleshooting, and the technical side of things. So to answer your question, when is it appropriate to call us? When you have more of those focused questions as it relates to, you know, a connection related issue or a data entry piece of the puzzle, or, you know, we have obviously a vast capabilities within the planning realm. And that some of those things do require workarounds, which require a few data entry points and things of that nature. So once you have those focused questions, that's probably the best time to contact us on client support. But we're obviously not going to shy away from a little coaching here and there too.
I love that. Super helpful for advisors as they're listening to this so that they can kind of understand where to go depending on what situation they're in or what they're looking for guidance on. I'm eager to dive into some of the most frequently asked questions that your team gets. We have a frequently asked questions resource within our help menu, obviously, that they can access. But with your team, what would you say the top themes or eMoney features or questions are that advisors call in with?
Yeah, another great question. It's sort of a mixed bag, though, because we have like the vast capabilities like I was referring to before, but we do get a good volume of calls related to the connection side of things, troubleshooting, linking accounts, missing accounts, things of that nature, just working through your standard troubleshooting aspects on the connection piece of it. And then obviously we have the two layers of advisor full book connections versus those individual client connections. So we do get a good volume of calls on those, but being that we are so planning focused, we take and handle a lot of calls as it relates to planning related topics. We break our queues up into a few different areas that we would call of the generic kind of planning related financial planning topics, retirement, stock options, education, investments, things of that nature. And some of the main drivers in that are cash flow, retirement, and estate planning.
Interesting. Interesting to kind of understand what it is that advisors are most curious about or running into the most within the application. Jumping off of that last question, obviously we're always releasing new features within the application. We have a lot of exciting things going on here at eMoney, which is great. Have the themes shifted at all over time as eMoney has released more features, or have those themes of like estate planning, retirement planning, those planning related topics, and even the troubleshooting, have they remained consistent?
I'd say historically they've remained pretty constant and consistent. With fintech and, you know, in our world, we're sort of at the mercy of, you know, what comes from legislation and things of that nature. So when there's changes in real world planning, obviously we feel a little bit of a kick in those different directions. You know, more recently, like the Secure Act that went into place in 2022, 2023, the different variations of it. So when those changes type of things happen, we do get to see a little bit more volume kick in there. But yeah, when you talk about product releases and feature updates and things of that nature, we'll see a volume uptick in major ones. You know, just this year we did a facelift to the client portal and sort of gave it a rebrand, but like I said, a cosmetic lift on, you know, what we were looking at to make it more modernized and things of that nature. And we saw pretty good uptick in volume, but the remaining underlying trends kind of always stay constant and consistent, which are those planning topics that I was referring to before.
That makes a lot of sense, especially like you mentioned the legislation changes, because obviously there are times when eMoney has to shift certain things due to that, especially things like the Secure Act and all of those updates. So that makes sense of why we might see that sort of uptick or volume increase in calls. With eMoney, we have obviously advisors, but on the podcast, we've talked about other roles that users can have. So roles like assistants and planners, marketing specialists. Can those other users outside of someone who has the advisor license call into client support, and can they do so on behalf of their advisor?
In short, yes, they can. What's required of them, though, is to have an active subscription and license with us. There's obviously client-related information that's housed in some of these profiles that advisors have. So in order for us to stay within our legal constructs and stay compliant, we obviously have to make sure that, you know, we're not just talking to anybody that calls in. So yes, those other licenses, or rather those other roles, can contact us as long as they have a license. And to answer the second part of your question, is can they call on behalf of? No, unfortunately. So that's where our strict licensing does come into play. So even though, you know, you have other licenses that may be able to see their advisor's profile and things of that nature, without the advisor on the line, we can't like dive into their profile, that advisor's profile that they're calling on behalf of. We do just require that person's on the line with us at all times. That's just part of the strict licensing piece of the puzzle.
You probably just cleared up a big question that a lot of advisors or users with those other type of support roles call in with, thinking that they can maybe call on behalf of an advisor. So hopefully you just saved some time for advisors and other people out there with that answer. So I appreciate you sharing that. With that being said, you know, we talked a little bit about coaching and how you have an advisor who maybe is working one-on-one with a coach. They have the chance to really get into the details on some things, ask some specific questions. Can users call in with questions on a specific client, or is calling into client support better suited for those general questions about how to use eMoney?
Yeah, I would say that it's encouraged with a more specific question. The more specific, the better, right? That way we can sort of peel back the layers of the onion of a specific profile, really dive into the data entry pieces of the cause and effect. A lot of times it's, hey, I'm looking at something in a report and it looks broken. What happened? And then having the client, the connection, or rather the report that we're looking at, some of the data entry pieces that caused the problem, we're able to sort of dissect those type of things and say, well, here's where the issue came in and here's how we fix those type of things. But obviously, newer users don't necessarily have a whole lot in as far as data entry. Calling with more generic questions, we're never going to, you know, shoo somebody away to sort of help them with those type of questions. But I would say we are more equipped to handle those more specific questions than those more general questions. But yeah, obviously we're going to take those general questions too.
That's great that you guys really encourage those specific questions. I imagine it also helps you to understand what specifically advisors are looking for and also what support role users are looking for too, because it probably helps you to understand, okay, here's where we maybe need some additional resources available for advisors, which is something that my team focuses on. So it's kind of cool that you have that chance to really connect and understand what it is that those advisors might be looking for or what they're focusing on most in their practice.
And a lot of the stuff that we do, not to cut you off, but a lot of stuff that we do, you know, from a higher level is that trend analysis stuff and sort of picking at what folks are calling in about. So yeah, exactly to your point, wherever we can identify hot topics or areas of focus that we can maybe create those help documents is something that we're definitely striving to do to better assist.
That's awesome insight that you're sharing and insight that you're getting from those people, because we talk, I mean, when I was coaching, and I know from other coaches too, advisors are always asking, what are other advisors doing with this piece of the platform? How are they using this? What are they doing in this type of client situation with e-money? And so to be able to kind of focus in on that trend analysis has to be great for both e-money and for our advisors. So I think that's awesome. Is there any specific information that a user should have ready before a call with client support so that they're prepared to get their questions answered as efficiently as possible? I think we've probably all been in a situation where we've called in somewhere and they're like, oh, can you give me this number? And you're shuffling through emails or looking for the number or the PIN or the password or something. Is there any kind of information that our advisors should know or support role users should know to come prepared with?
At the very onset of any call, you'll be welcomed by the representative that you're talking to. And the first thing that they're going to ask you for is your username and your email address. Those are our two identification verification pieces that we look for. Now, obviously, you have folks sort of like you just described that sort of fumble through and don't necessarily know because, you know, maybe their install has a funky number or something like that. So, you know, anything that's tied to your subscription information, meaning but not limited to maybe like a business phone number or an address or something like that, they'll all get you verified as well. But the two basic first points of contact that we ask for is username and email.
Awesome. You also probably, again, just totally helped clear up some stress for some people before they call in. So I think that's great. Very helpful to kind of just know what to expect. But definitely sounds like standard information that they would have to present when calling in. Is there anything you can tell our advisors to expect when calling into client support?
Yeah. So, I mean, not to toot our horn too much, but sort of where we strive and focus on is customer satisfaction. And what comes with customer satisfaction, a big driver of that is first call resolution. So we are not what you would consider, you know, your prototypical call center or support center, where your telecommunications and in your service goods industry client support is more on that turn and burn type model. You know, we invest the time to make sure that your questions are answered and that you're taken care of. And at any time, we're trying to make sure that, you know, we can do what we can so that you don't have to call back to ask the same question again. So to throw some stats at you, last year, we finished a 97.6 customer satisfaction rating, which across the board is pretty high in industry standards. And then that second piece of the puzzle, year to date for our first call resolution, we're looking at about a 93%, which is also across industry standards really, really high. So those are, I would say, you know, main points of focus when we talk about, you know, what to expect. What to expect is just great customer service. You're going to talk to awesome people and they're going to help you get your issues resolved.
Wow, that is amazing. I'll sit here and toot that horn. I mean, I think that's incredible. The 97.6% customer satisfaction rate, but also the 93% first call resolution, really, because I mean, when you think about how many times you, again, probably call in somewhere, whether it's a service or for a product, they say, we'll have to call you back, or we'll email you, or we'll connect you to somewhere else. Like, it's just so helpful that to hear that statistic. I'm sure it just goes to show that hopefully our advisors are leaving feeling like they truly have great answers and can continue their work in e-money. So that's amazing. Are there any helpful steps that an advisor should take when they run into something before calling? So obviously, you know, we've talked about the resources that we have available for them in the help menu, and we have coaching and training and all of those. But are there any just helpful steps that they should maybe take before they give client support a call?
Yeah, you kind of touched on it already, Kate. You know, your team does a really fantastic job making sure that the help section is up to date, that it is pertinent information that folks are calling in about. So with the efforts from your team, we always encourage, you know, folks try to solve the problem ahead of time by utilizing the resources that they have within the help section, because there's a lot of great guides. There's a lot more to it than just the guides, right? We have our how-tos and our click path navigations to build certain things, maybe a video that's tied to some of that stuff. So, you know, we always encourage folks to test out the help menu at first, as sort of like that first line of defense for anything that they sort of run into. But yeah, I mean, it's not required either from us. Sometimes, you know, we live in or work within this realm of financial technology where folks need their responses and they needed them probably yesterday, or they got a meeting that's coming up in the next 10 minutes. So it's a little naive of us to think that every time that there's an issue, somebody's going to jump into that help section. But it's always nice when they said, you know, hey, we tried to find it here and frequently asked questions, or we looked at the guide and we just had some questions about what the guide has to say. It's nice to hear that. And then our team sort of takes another step further with working through those issues. But yeah, that would be like the one thing that I'd say.
That's great. It is also a great way for them to understand how to best utilize all of the different resources that we do have, because there are a lot, and they do have options when it comes to resolving different issues that they might run into or questions that they might have. So I think that that's great. And obviously, it's also just helpful for them to know, okay, like maybe they do want to talk to someone voice to voice, or they do have a question that they can't seem to find the answer to. So it's good for them to, I think, hopefully walk away from today having a better understanding of maybe when to call in or what to expect. Okay, our last question. Obviously, client support is at the heart of helping our advisors accomplish so much. Do you have any stories that stick out to you about the role that client support has played in helping an advisor accomplish something in the planning experience?
So I'll use personal experience for this story that I'm going to tell. And it actually goes back very early on in my e-money career. When there was a gentleman who called in who had accidentally deleted a connection, but it was only, thank goodness, just one specific client that he removed the accounts for. And he called me sort of frazzled because, like I just sort of touched on, I have a meeting that's coming up in the next hour that I, you know, all the information is gone and now their plan is ruined and nothing looks the same as it did yesterday, or whatever that story was. But the good news is, you know, he didn't remove an entire connection, and we were able to sort of dive into getting those accounts linked back up. And he used this phrase, blanket statement of this particular experience, but was referring to just all of CS in general at the time, that we are financial first responders, which I thought was a really cool thing, just because
I love that.
Right. Financial first responders. We work in a world where people need help, and, you know, it's really cool to be the person on the end of the line to say, hey, let's just take a step back. Let's see what we can find out and we'll get it fixed for you. It's always nice when those situations pan out in your favor. But yeah, that was something that kind of stuck with me. And just from progressing through my career as an associate all the way up to where I am now, the trend never really stopped, you know, and our customer satisfaction numbers kind of speak to that. So I always consider our team on the front line as financial first responders anytime they're dealing with e-money stuff. So yeah, that's my story. I think it's really cool just to be able to say that you help somebody solve a problem at the end of the day, which is a good feeling.
Absolutely. I love the financial first responders. That goes along so well with the first call resolution. And it just speaks to, yeah, everything that your team does to work to help our advisors. And I'm sure that there are like you said, that example was perfect. Someone calling in, they have a meeting in the next hour. They're trying to maybe display something or showcase something to a client, and something went wrong, or they can't seem to figure something out. And so I think it's great to know that they can rely on your team to really step in and try to help them in those experiences.
Yeah, it was a really cool thing too. And it was still early on in my career, but it, like I said, the trend never really went away. And just like you said, being able to help people talk about money and work through all the things e-money related, it's a cool thing to be able to say that you did that for somebody. So yeah.
Absolutely. Just as much as that advisor probably still remembers the positive experience that he had with you and your team then, you will clearly remember that for a while as well. So that's awesome. Emmett, thank you so much. This was so helpful to get to talk to you today and really understand a little bit more about what it is that your team focuses on here at eMoney and how you can help our advisors. So I know we have tons of advisors call into client support every single day. And I hope that when they hear this episode, they're just encouraged to keep calling in and asking all of their questions, but also to understand all of the resources that they have available to them and how they can support what they're trying to do as advisors.
Absolutely, Kate. Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun. And like you said, if we can help somebody identify some of the resources that they maybe didn't know they had at their disposal, it's a win in our book. But yeah, appreciate you taking the time and allowing me to join the podcast today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That's a wrap on my conversation with Emmett today. Whether you're an advisor or a support role user, I know you'll leave this conversation with a better understanding of what eMoney resources can help you in a variety of situations. And it's safe to say you got a good inside look at how our client support team works at eMoney. To contact Emmett's team via phone, you can call 1-888-362-8482 or email customerservice@emoneyadvisor.com. You can always reference that contact info on emoneyadvisor.com as well. And to be clear, for any podcast-related questions, send us an email at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com. We'll catch you here on another podcast episode soon.